Bienvenidos a SpanishPod101.com.
Welcome, everyone. This is Absolute Beginner Season 1, Lesson 10. Tell me in Spanish what you did yesterday. I'm Fernando, and I'm joined by JP. JP, what's going on, man?
Hey, Fernando, not much. It's time for a great new SpanishPod101.com lesson. How are you doing, by the way?
I'm good, thanks.
Okay. Folks, welcome to the new SpanishPod 101. We're studying modern Spanish in a fun and educational format. Whether you're brushing up on Spanish that you started learning long ago, or you're starting with us here today, it is great to have you here for this lesson. Now, Fernando, tell us what we're going to talk about today.
In this lesson, you will learn about the preterite tense in the first person. The conversation takes place at a restaurant. The conversation takes place between Davidico and the waitress. The speakers will be using the formal register.
All right, folks, we're going to listen to this dialogue. But before we start, I want to remind you that you can follow along with the transcript of this dialogue at our website, www.SpanishPod101.com. All right, let's listen to this conversation.
Oiga, ¿qué es esto?
Su sopa de tomate.
Pero pedí un café con leche.
Perdón, señor, me equivoqué.
Let's hear it again, dramatic speed.
Oiga, ¿qué es esto?
Su sopa de tomate.
Pero pedí un café con leche.
Perdón, señor, me equivoqué.
One more time with the translation.
Oiga, ¿qué es esto?
Excuse me, what's this?
Su sopa de tomate.
Your tomato soup.
Pero pedí un café con leche.
But I ordered a latte.
Perdón, señor, me equivoqué.
Sorry, sir. I made a mistake.
We're back, and we have a fly-in-the-soup situation going on.
I guess, yeah. Seems the waitress messed up the order.
Right. So it's not an actual fly-in-the-soup, but it's just one of those restaurant situations where he didn't order tomato soup at all. He says, hey, what's this?
Oiga, ¿qué es esto?
Hey, what's this? Oiga is like, hey.
Excuse me, yes. It's a way to gain someone's attention.
Oiga. And then he says, ¿qué es esto?
¿Qué es esto? What's this?
And the waitress says, it's your tomato soup.
Su sopa de tomate.
Su sopa de tomate. You know what? I love tomato soup.
It's very good. It's very healthy.
But Davidico didn't order it.
Apparently not.
He says, but I ordered a latte.
Pero pedí un café con leche.
Café con leche. This is literally coffee with milk.
Exactly.
And he says, I ordered it. Pedí un café con leche. And the waitress says, oh, sorry, sir. I made a mistake.
Perdón, señor. Me equivoqué.
Let's take a closer look at some of the vocabulary in this dialogue.
Oiga.
Hey, excuse me.
Oiga. Oiga. Pedir.
To ask for. To request.
Pedir. Pedir. Perdón.
Pardon.
Perdón. Perdón. Equivocarse.
To make a mistake. To get something wrong.
Equivocarse. Equivocarse. ¿Qué es esto?
What is this?
¿Qué es esto? ¿Qué es esto?
Okay, now that we've heard some of these words in isolation, let's have a conversation about what they mean.
I think we should start with oiga.
Hey, right? Excuse me. All right, there's times in the restaurant when the waitress or the waiter are not paying attention to you and you need to get their attention. You need to flag them down.
Yeah, you raise your hand and you're like, oiga.
Oiga. This is the verb oír, which means to hear. And this form, oiga, is the formal imperative. Now, this is a lot of grammar for you to know when you just really want the waitress to pay attention to you, right?
Right, exactly.
Okay, so just put your hand in the air and say, oiga. It's polite, right? It's not...
It's polite. It's in the formal register.
Okay, oiga. Muy bien. What's next?
¿Qué es esto?
¿Qué es esto? Now, this is a question that's very useful for absolute beginners of Spanish. It means, ¿qué es esto? What is this? ¿Qué es esto? Now, you can use it, you know, to, if you're wondering what something is, you can point to something and say, ¿qué es esto? Right?
¿Qué es esto? ¿Qué es eso? What is this? What is that?
But Davidico is not using it that way. He knows what it is.
He knows what it is. I mean, unless, you know, the tomato is really rotten. And it comes out brown.
He's not having problems identifying what it is, but he says it out of like...
It's a rhetorical question.
Exactly. He can't believe it. He's kind of stunned that he got, what is this?
What is this? What's going on here?
So it's exasperation or incredulity. ¿Qué es esto?
Because, so the next word is pedir.
Pedir, to ask for or to request. In a restaurant situation, you can use pedir to mean to order.
Right.
pedir.
Voy a pedir el caldo, la sopa de tomate.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to order some tomato soup. Pedir, to ask for, to request. What's next?
Perdón.
Perdón. Perdón means sorry, right? And it's just like the English word pardon.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you can use it to apologize for something, but you can also just use it to get somebody's attention. Perdón.
Perdón. Creo que aquí hay un problema.
Yeah. It's funny because here in the studio, we're raising our hands to say, perdón. We're trying to get somebody's attention.
Right.
Which you can't see it because it's a podcast.
Yeah, exactly. Unless you can hear our waving.
Yes, we are definitely demonstrating with our hands. Perdón. Okay.
Last one, equivocarse.
Equivocarse. Now, this is a reflexive verb. It's got that se at the end to mean oneself. Equivocarse altogether means to make a mistake or to get something wrong.
Se equivocó la mesera.
Yeah, the waitress made a mistake. She made a mistake. And she says, I made a mistake.
Me equivoqué.
Me equivoqué. Now, that is the first person preterite, which is exactly what we're going to be talking about in the grammar section.
Which starts now.
Now, this is absolute beginner, so we're not going to get too technical about grammar. But I do want to talk about the preterite tense, which is the past tense for simple actions in the past.
Mm-hmm.
And we're only going to talk about the first person singular. So for any given verb in Spanish, it's like saying, I did it. For example, I ordered.
Yo pedí.
Yo pedí. Okay, so Davidico actually says this when he says, but I ordered a latte.
Pero pedí un café con leche.
Okay, now the verb is pedir. Means to order, to ask for. Davidico says, pedí. And when you hear that I in pedí, you know that it's the past tense. You know that he did it. In this case, he ordered. He says, but I ordered.
Pero yo pedí.
Mm-hmm, the café con leche. Now, pedir is an IR verb. And all regular ER and IR verbs are going to have that I ending. For example, my favorite verb is to eat.
Comer.
Comer. So I ate.
Yo comí.
Yo comí.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. How about the verb to write?
Escribir.
Escribir. I wrote.
Yo escribí.
Yo escribí. Okay, mm-hmm. Did you hear that E at the end? So, pedí, escribí, comí. All of those are first person preterite. I did those things.
Yes.
Okay. Now, most verbs in Spanish are AR verbs. And AR verbs are going to end in an E.
Mm-hmm.
So, for example, let's take the verb to dance.
Bailar.
Bailar. How about I danced?
Yo bailé.
Bailé. Did you hear that E at the end of bailé?
I did. You're right next to me.
So, bailé. How about to take or to drink?
Tomar.
Tomar. Okay. I drank.
Yo tomé.
Yo tomé. How about to judge?
Juzgar.
Juzgar. And I judged.
Yo juzgué.
Yo juzgué. Okay, so we have juzgué, tomé, bailé. They all end in E, and it all means I did something. I danced, I drank, I judged.
I judged. Yeah, in judge, however, there's also U after the G.
Yes, to keep that G sound hard. It's still juzgué, right?
Right, exactly.
Okay, now that secret U that you add in juzgué, that's something that will be easier understood if you go to the website, which is www.spanishpod101.com, and check out the grammar section of this lesson, which you'll find in the lesson notes. And there you can see what I wrote about juzgué and that kind of spelling change, that secret U.
It's great stuff. I highly recommend you do that. And I also highly recommend you leave us comments, you leave us a suggestion. Any questions you might have, there's a comment box at our website. Please make sure to fill that box with whatever suggestions, questions, and or comments you might have.
All right, folks, that's it for today. We'll see you all in the comments section. Hasta luego.
Adios.